It's the third time that there was a motion put on about these meetings being live streamed, and for today it was, unfortunately, it was defeated again. Regarding, disappointed to be quite honest. I believe that the biggest humanitarian crisis that we have here in Donegal, it's heartbreaking to think that there's those within the chamber, quite within their right to vote whatever way they choose, but there was those within that chamber today chose not to live stream these meetings, and I think it was wrong. I mean, there's people out there, their mental health, there's everything, and anything we try and do to help these people, where they could watch these meetings, where they could come home from work, come on from school, learn from whatever issues at all that they have out there, that they could have watched them back in the evening times even. They, I know as I'm standing here, I'm very disappointed that, you know, I can't get over to you. It was disappointing. I thought that people's best interests would be at heart to live stream these meetings. I understand that in the last council that there might have been some people was abused online or whatever. Don't condone that whatsoever, but there's people out there deserve you watch what we're doing on here, fighting for their homes, and that wasn't unfortunate today. That motion was defeated again.
And concerns were raised that, you know, maybe not that many people would join in the meeting. Yeah. Do you think it would be a good idea anyway, even if one person joined in a meeting, to just have it available?
Yeah, it's not even a meeting that joins in during the day. It was people's work and people's way of doing all our things. They had an opportunity to play back, like this meeting today, they had an opportunity to play back this meeting tonight when they go home, to see who done what, says what, the update from Housing Age, update from everybody. The opportunity should have been there for them to do that. But today, for whatever reason, people believe that, just doesn't want the people to see that in public, and this is wrong. This is bringing down Donegal County Council again. People, conspiracy theories, trying to hide stuff and what, you know, we're not, we're on there, we're trying to work, and what we want to do is let people see what we're going to, you know, it's their God-given right to see what we're doing when they elected us to represent them, and to hide this fact, I can't understand it, for the love of God. As I say, I'm disappointed that some councillors today chose to vote against it, and say it's heartbreaking.
And what would be your message to people? You know, there were a lot of people that wanted this to happen. What would your message be to them now going forward, and how to obtain that information, I guess?
Well, we'll always keep them up to date to the best we can, you know what I mean? And I'll not let this go. Like, this will be raised again. This will continue to be raised until this right democracy is given to people the rights to watch live stream these meetings, you know. The last time it was brought up that the reason these meetings couldn't be live streamed, that was a cost issue. You know, it was cost this, cost that. Cost wasn't even mentioned on the other day. It was pretty obvious that they say they just don't want this meeting live streamed. That's disappointing, you know what I mean? For elected representatives, we're there to represent the people and let the people see what we're doing.